Hey everyone, here's a preview of our all-new Patreon exclusive minicast. How do you hear over 100 minicasts, actually 150 minicasts spanning 5 years? Become a member of our Patreon crew? Go to patreon.com/terrortalk. Hope to see you all there for all the madness. This is just a clip, so be sure to join for more. Hi everyone, this is Terror Talk with Shannon and Kat.
Giallo, giallo, jolly!
If you like ridiculous horror trash creature features with stereotypes,
listen to Terror Talk.
Genetically altered scorpions. My name is Shannon.
And I'm Corn.
Hey Corn, how you doing?
I am eating popcorn.
Right on.
Yeah.
Eating yourself. Sorry.
I'm eating myself.
Hello. Welcome to the minicast.
You know, I have to say, we have been watching these Hammer films, and I think they're starting to come around for me.
Yeah, I think once we entered the 60s and 70s, we got a little bit better.
My just God.
A little bit more interesting. Not all of them, of course, and for those of you who have not listened to this, if you're listening to this on our main channel, this is a Patreon clip, and we've been making our way through the Peter Cushing, Christopher Lee Hammer films, of which there are, I think, 8 or something like that. And today we are on The Gorgon, 1964, less than 90 minutes long. Strict horror in the early 20th century, a Gorgon takes human form and terrorizes a small European village by turning its citizens to stone. This one was better than many of them.
I love the Medusa-ness.
Yeah, the Medusa that we saw for like a minute.
And the stone
end.
People.
Yeah. I wanted more Gorgon. How about you?
I did. I did.
Had you ever seen this movie before?
I had not.
Me neither.
No, I had not.
I haven't seen any of these.
I thought that, I agree with you. I wanted a little bit more Medusa. We see her like in a fleeting moment. But I also like didn't hate it like I have with some of these other ones. Like I wanted to pay attention to it.
No, me neither. I didn't hate it either. I thought it was, and it's another Terrence Fisher, which, you know, has been hit or miss. I wanted more Gorgon, but I wasn't like bored all the way through like many of the last ones have been. I, you know, the music, super big and crazy, the drama, the histrionics,
Christopher Lee.
It's all there. Christopher Lee is very dramatic.
Very dramatic in this.
Very dramatic. I am glad that we are beginning to be acting with words as opposed to grunts and moving around. You know, Christopher Lee has not, he's usually the monster, so not a lot of opportunity to see his acting chops.
That's right.
Peter Cushing is also getting bigger and bigger parts as we go along. And so this one, for me, sort of started a, like, they must have become more famous by this movie. And so they had to give them bigger parts or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think this, in this one too, the makeup effects of when they start to turn to stone, like that silver grayish makeup that they use.
Yeah, they're just gray.
They're just gray and they're supposed to be turning. They just look sickly, but they're supposed to be turning to stone.
Yeah, it just looks like they have white makeup on.
Yeah. I mean, it's this idea, right? That someone essentially has been the host of this.
Right.
I don't know. What is it? Medusa's sibling or some shit?
I don't understand. I mean, it's mythology, right? A Gorgon myth.
Yeah.
During the movie, I kept going, Gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola.
I just started. Yeah. I did get bored. If you would like more of this and more than 150 pieces of bonus content, join our Patreon at patreon.com/terrortalk. Thanks for being here and welcome to season 6, y'all.